The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Beloved in Christ, grace to you and peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is not a day for your shame to overwhelm you. This is not a day for your guilt to crush you. This is not a day for your imminent death to terrify you or lead you into despair. That is not what we do today. This is a day of homecoming, a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration. Jesus told a parable about a father and two sons that ended with a great party, noisy, joyful, full of food, a party of resurrection. For the one who was dead is now alive. That party is today. Because today, this is the voice of the prophet for you. Return to the Lord your God, who is gracious and merciful. Return to the Lord your God, who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Today, this is the voice of God's servant for you. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And today, this is the voice of God for you. At an acceptable time, I will listen to you. And on a day of salvation, I will help you. Now is that acceptable time. Now is that day of salvation. That day is today. But, you say, I get ashes on my forehead today to remind me that I will die. How is that not something to frighten and dismay me? Yes, you will hear today that you are dust and that you will return to dust. Just as the younger child needed to face the truth that sitting in a pigsty eating pig's food was death before he knew he needed life, so you and I need to face our truth. Just as the elder child needed to hear that his bitterness and resentment toward his brother and his own father was death before he could come into the party, so you and I need to hear that reality. But the one who calls you to return home, the one who longs for you to be reconciled, has faced death itself to love you home, has defeated the power of death forever. If you are dust, and you know you are returning to dust, then today is a day of joy and hope. Because the holy and triune God not only has a love that cannot be stopped by mere death, this God is your God and loves you with that love, a love that even raises you from the daily deaths and sufferings you know here and fills you with life now. And when the dead realize they're alive, it's time for a party, a celebration, Jesus says. But, you say, I confess my sins today. I sing with David my grief at my failures, my broken heart, my life. How is that not something to be ashamed of, to feel crippling guilt over? Yes, you confess your sins today, the sin that binds you. You look at your life, your actions, your inaction, and you say, I have failed to love my God and to love my neighbor in so many ways. Just as the younger child needed to face his mistakes, his sinful disregard for his father, his wastefulness, and admit it, before he knew how he longed for his father's embrace and kiss. So you and I need to face what we have broken in our lives, in this world. Just as the elder sibling needed to realize that his self-centered actions and self-righteousness led to his pain and suffering, and his equally strong disregard for his father's love, before he could hear that his father loved him deeply and forever, so you and I need to admit the hidden things we do, the habits, the ways of thinking and being that destroy others and destroy our own peace of mind. But today, you see your God out on the road looking for you, longing to bring you back home. Today, you hear God's voice calling through the prophet, "Return to my love." And through the apostle, "Be reconciled in my love." Your welcome is assured before you ever look at your sin and your wrongdoing. And when the lost are found, when the homeless are brought home, it's time for a party, a celebration, Jesus says. That's why the table of Christ is set for you today. You wake up in your pigsty or in your bubble of self-righteousness and you see a great feast spread before you in the love of the God of all creation. a meal of forgiveness and love and healing for you. Joining you to the reconciling death and resurrection of the very Son of God. You will eat and drink and taste the goodness of God for you. You will remember, even as you wash off your ashes tonight, the healing waters of baptism that have poured over you and called you beloved. You will hear, this is for you. For you. This party, this celebration is for you. Because when the dead live and the lost are found, all God wants to do is throw a party. So rejoice, beloved of God. This is your day. This is your homecoming. This is the acceptable time. This is the day of healing for you. This day begins and ends in the unconditional love of the triune God who kills death with life and runs out on the road to find every last one who is lost. You are loved by a God who will not be satisfied until all the lost sheep, all the lost children are home, safe and sound. That is the treasure in your heart that surpasses all other treasures. The treasure that cannot be rusted or stolen. And with such a treasure in your heart, where else can your heart be but fixed solidly in that treasure, that joy? In the name of Jesus.